This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An Ecuadorian presidential candidate and outspoken anti-corruption activist has been shot and killed in the South American country's capital. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Witness video captured the slaying of 59-year-old Fernando Villavicencio as he was leaving a political rally in the capital, Quito, with multiple shots fired into a vehicle he was entering. Throngs of security surrounded the hospital where Villavicencio was pronounced dead. Soon after, authorities said the gunman also died from his injuries. Ecuador's president says he believes organized crime is behind the assassination, a thought echoed by the candidate's friend who spoke with reporters.
Las mafias sabían.
Villavicencio, an anti-corruption candidate, was one of eight in the August 20th presidential vote, although he was not the front runner. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China's foreign ministry says it has lodged solemn representations with the United States over President Joe Biden's newest moves to restrict U.S. investment in Chinese technology. President Biden signed an executive order Wednesday that directs the Treasury Department to restrict certain U.S. investments in sensitive high-tech sectors, including semiconductors, quantum computing, and artificial intelligence. The order is part of Biden's push to revive American manufacturing after decades of decline. A spokesman for China's Commerce Ministry told reporters Thursday in Beijing that Biden's order seriously deviates from the market economy and fair competition principles the U.S. has always promoted. The restrictions are expected to take effect next year. Leaders of Niger's military junta met with two Nigerian envoys on the eve of a crucial summit of Niger's West African neighbors. The junta had rejected many diplomatic overtures since overthrowing President Mohamed Bazoum on July 26. This is VOA News. But the junta leaders have allowed two envoys sent by Nigerian President Bola Tinubu into the country on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Bazoum's party said on Wednesday that the president and his family are running out of food and have been living without electricity and running water for a week. Leaders of the Economic Community of West African States will meet Thursday in Nigeria's capital to discuss the Niger crisis. The summit could result in ECOWAS following through with its threat to take military action to restore democracy in Niger. Wildfires have devastated parts of the Hawaiian Island of Maui, killing at least six people, damaging or destroying over 270 structures, and reducing most of a historic town to ash. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the latest details.
President Joe Biden has ordered all available federal assets to help combat fatal wildfires that have devastated parts of the Hawaiian island of Maui. The president said the Coast Guard and Navy are supporting response and rescue efforts, while the Marines are providing Black Hawk helicopters to fight the fires. The Hawaiian National Guard has mobilized Chinook helicopters to help with fire suppression and search and rescue operations. The Transportation Department is working with commercial airlines to evacuate tourists from the island, while the Interior and Agricultural Departments stand ready to support post-fire recovery efforts. The president offered condolences to the families of those who've lost loved ones and express gratitude towards the brave firefighters and first responders who continue to run towards danger. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russia's withdrawal from the Black Sea grain deal is affecting Nigeria's effort to become self-reliant in its wheat production. The deal allowed grain shipments from Ukraine's Black Sea ports. Now the commodity will be even more scarce in Nigeria as the country already faces production challenges due to climate change and insecurity. Timothy Obiezu has more on the story from Abuja.
In July, President Bola Tinubu declared a state of emergency on food security and ordered the release of fertilizers, seeds, and grains to ease market pressures. He also announced $132 million support for the production of 250,000 hectares of rice, maize, wheat, and cassava during the next cropping season. But Olabanji says Nigeria really needs to boost the use of mechanized agriculture. The U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts wheat production in Nigeria will rise 42% by next year. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.